BBC News with Julie Candler. Twin attacks in the Iranian capital Tehran have left at least 12 people dead and dozens injured. The parliament building and the tomb of Ayatollah Khamenei were targeted. Islamic State militants say they were responsible. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards have accused Saudi Arabia and the US of involvement. The US State Department has condemned the attacks, saying terrorism had no place in a peaceful, civilized world. The former FBI director, James Comey, who was sacked by President Trump last month, has confirmed that the president asked him to lay off investigating the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Mr. Comey said he took this to relate to General Flynn's false statements about his conversations with the Russian ambassador in December. Detailing a conversation that took place over a private dinner at the White House in January, Mr. Comey quoted Mr. Trump as saying, "I need loyalty, I expect loyalty." Mr. Comey said he remained inexpressive during the awkward silence that followed and made no commitment. In Japan, four workers at a nuclear research facility have been accidentally exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. A fifth is highly likely to have been exposed. The accident occurred when a bag containing radioactive dust split open at the facility north of Tokyo. Myanmar is mounting a big search operation for a missing military transport plane that's said to have disappeared over the Andaman Sea. Reports say it was carrying 122 passengers and crew, most of them soldiers and their families. Fossils discovered in Morocco suggest our species emerged at least 300,000 years ago, 100,000 years earlier than previously thought. The find also suggests Homo sapiens evolved across Africa rather than in a single cradle of humanity in the east of the continent. The fossils are remains of people with smaller brains than modern humans. BBC News.